Hello, Wings listeners. Tonight is a very special edition of Wings on Wings. I'm Doug.
I'm Michelle.
I'm DJ. And we're throwing Doug a soft birthday.
Super soft birthday party.
That's not true. Just the three of us.
Just the three.
We can make it if we try.
That's true. Yes, Brett and Tatum both had prior obligations, and yes. So in honor of their absence, I suppose,
yeah,
we're going to do a hot sauce challenge.
We are.
Yeah.
So no episode of Wings, not an episode of Snacks on Snacks.
But there are wings.
But a hot, the Book of Pleasure and Pain hot sauce challenge from...
Ass-kicking.
Is it hot sauce challenge. From the company Ass-kicking?
Look on the bottom.
Southwest Specialty Foods.
Of Goodyear, Arizona.
Goodyear, Arizona. At www.asskicking.com.
Yes. Oh. For those of you who are old-timers like me, you remember them. They were around back in the 80s and 90s, because I always wanted to try the ass-kicking peanuts.
Doug's a fan of their nuts.
And I really want to try their Chipotle barbecue sauce that looks like the Temu version of Jim Hopper from Stranger Things.
Well, oh, it does.
Oh, it does, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're not going to be trying that today. No. What you're going to be trying is 12 hot sauces that get progressively hotter.
12 hot sauces?
12 hot sauces.
So this may be one whole episode, it may be two episodes. We don't know. We're figuring that out on
the
fly. We're
spitballing.
So if this episode ends before we got through all 12, we just got through it before, you know that there's a second one coming.
It is what it is. It is what it is. You know, stay tuned and rock out with us, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. So, I don't know, we're just going to bullshit while we eat these sauces.
So, here's the format.
Okay.
We've made 12 wings.
We have.
And we're going to try each hot sauce on one wing.
Yes.
And they get progressively hotter until they get to the last sauce, which is seemingly...
Yes.
Awful.
So, they start with ass-kicking bacon.
And that's where we're going to start.
And they end at spontaneous combustion, and everything else is in between.
So it's a lot of ground to cover here.
A lot of ground to cover.
Yep. So here we go with sauce. We're starting with bacon. Number one.
Number one.
Ass-kicking bacon.
Ass-kicking mild bacon hot sauce. I'm gonna give it a shake. They're little tiny bottles. You can find this on Amazonia.
Take a look at our social media.
You can get a free catalog if you call 1-800-536-3131.
A free catalog.
Yeah,
for all. I was gonna say, if my dad needs to order from them, he can use the catalog because he hates the internet.
Yep. So, asskicking.com. Are we doing? Or do people have a preference as to what kind of wing we start with, or
nope?
Is that's just up to
each individual?
Personal, that's personal preference.
Do what you feel, baby.
Challenge. All right.
I like it.
Person.
Okay, so I'm not a fan of
bacon flavor.
Fake bacon flavor. So it's going to be interesting.
So fake bacon.
Bacon. Yes.
All right.
We don't have much, so I gotta.
We got what you see. We're not going deep,
right?
There's your
yep.
There's your cat. Sounds cameo.
Of freedom. Yep. Sounds of freedom.
Yes, there's some noisy pets here at the Wings on Wings compound.
Soon to be named Network North.
Network North. There are lots of animals.
That's what we call it. I forgot. That's what we call it.
Yes. Michelle. You call it anything you want.
That's true.
I wonder if I should put a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more left in there. Keep in mind, there's three of us, so we're not breaking it four ways or five ways.
I wanted to be generous here.
Okay.
Hello, cat.
It's fine. She's leaving.
Cat came over and meowed at everybody quite loudly and then wandered off because cats do what cats do.
Because cat's going to count.
All right. Are we ready?
All right. We are ready. Let's try this first one.
Do it to it.
All right. We're going to clink.
Clink it and sink it.
Clink the wings.
Can I say that? That's copyright infringement. There we go. Mine's dripping.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's got a little bit more heat than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this one would have no heat.
There's heat.
It's a little spicy.
Wee bit.
It's actually way better than I thought it was going to be.
It
doesn't taste like bacon.
No. It's got like a smoky flavor.
Yeah, it just tastes like smoke.
It's not terrible.
No, I actually kind of like it.
It's got a better level. I thought we were starting no heat here at all.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. This makes me very nervous for their hottest one.
I'm terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting our asses kicked tonight.
Yeah.
So their box, which we'll post pictures of, has its own heat index. There's four levels. It says candy ass, ass kicking, whoop ass, kick your ass. So there you go.
I smell a theme.
Yeah.
And this first one is called Ass Kicking Mild.
This is hotter than a mild. Bacon. This is definitely hotter than what I would consider a mild.
But then on the box it says you're baking me crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's the name of the sauce.
No, it's just, you can see they're just little catchphrases for everything.
That's the challenge level. Okay.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
not bad.
Yeah.
Are we going to?
I would eat more of this.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
Yeah. Not Are we going to rate it?
Not my favorite thing in the world. Oh, do we want to do that? We want to rate everyone as we go?
I mean, we certainly can. Okay.
All right, let me pull up my notes.
We'll put some structure into this one. This way we can enter them into the canon of wings on wing sauces of the last.
The Kin canon.
The David Kin canon.
All right.
This way when we build our master codex of sauces, we can include these into the mix.
I like it. I don't know if you could buy them individually, but...
Buy them all together, you cheap bastards.
I'm pretty sure you can buy most of them.
Yeah. All
right. Just go to askkicking.com.
That's true.
All right,
bacon. First one, rating it. We're rating bacon?
Yeah.
Rating the bacon. Hotter than I thought. Smoky flavor, which isn't normally my favorite thing in the world. It doesn't taste like bacon. They just... Like they when they say bacon, they mean more applewood smoke. They go for a smokiness like a bacon is supposed to have.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think there's a little bit of a bacon taste.
A little bit, but it's artificial. The smokiness is what it is. But because there's more heat than I thought, I'm gonna hit that son of a bitch with a 3.25.
All right.
I like it. I thought it was much better than expected. Off to a good start. Mm-hmm. I was expecting to really struggle in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So.
Michelle, would you like to go next?
Sure. I'm going to give this one a 3.5. Ooh. I thought it was delicious.
Okay. Starting off hot.
Literally. I am...
The heat, like, built, too. Like, it's a pretty...
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Good flavor, decent thickness.
Yeah.
A little bit of heat here. Mm-hmm. I could definitely polish off a dozen of these.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 3.5. I'll match Michelle on this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this. It's not bad.
I've had bacon flavored sauces before, and they've all been kind of gross. This one's actually pleasantly surprising.
I've had hot sauces, like wing sauces at restaurants, that are claimed there to be they're hot and aren't as hot as this.
That's true.
So that's yeah.
All right.
Challenge number two.
Challenge number we're flying through. We're just gonna keep going. All right. Ass kicking, chili lime.
Okay, I have high expectations for this.
Chili lime is a good flavor.
Chili lime's a party.
Okay, it's a party. It's like a party. It's going to be a party in your mouth, Doug.
So and everyone's coming.
The box is really weird because each one has like a little like catchphrase, but this one's catchphrase is awesome on shrimp and rice. The other one was you're baking me crazy. And this one's just awesome and shrimp and rice.
I think either somebody ran out of ideas or I'm completely out of touch with the hot new lingo the kids are using.
Yeah.
Okay.
The kids like the chicken and or the shrimp and rice.
The kids like the chicken and rice for sure.
We did buy this quite some time ago. We've been avoiding it for years.
Right. I think this was purchased in like 2020.
I don't want to tell you the Best Buy date I found on the bottom of the bottle.
That's not real.
We're not going to discuss that on air.
I agree. It's not real. There's no dairy in here.
When once upon a time I spoke to a hot sauce wizard.
Okay.
And they told me how they put those on there just to meet food regulations.
Sure. Right.
But most of these sauces... As long as they're sealed up or closed up, you got nothing to worry
about. That's right. That's just like they put expirations on canned goods, and really it's the can that expires, not the food. Right.
Yeah, the can is fine. The can is not good. The goods are good.
Right.
The goods are good. The goods are good.
The goods are good.
The bads are bad.
The cans are cans.
Cans are cans.
The bags are bags. The facts of life.
That's true. The facts of life. Are they clapping that song?
I don't think so.
Why not? Right. It is now.
Everybody loves a good clap, though.
Chili lime.
Chili lime.
Chili lime. Rockin'.
Clink.
This is really limey.
Oh my god, they over-indexed on the lime. Holy shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of citrus in this.
This is
Woo!
Hello.
Yeah.
These wings came out real good.
I feel like I'm inside a lime.
Yeah.
There's some sort of odd flavor.
It's all the artificialness. That's the one thing about it. These are definitely artificial life in the marketplace. Venture a finger dab here.
This one's hot again.
Mm-hmm. Similar level. I don't think it upped the heat at all.
No.
Very limey, though. Like, pretty intense lime. I don't know about a chili. Wow. Is there a lot of chili? And I don't know.
The lime overpowers everything.
Yeah. Yeah. This says kick your ass hot. Did the first one say that? This said ass kicking mild. So this one says kick your ass hot. So this is the first time we're getting a kick your ass hot.
These are in a very odd order then.
And this one claims jalapeno.
Huh.
And it says that underneath the donkey.
In that case, the lime is just crushing everything.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
Too much lime, I think.
What do you score in that one?
I mean, I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's as good as that bacon one was. Too much lime, not enough chili. And I'm a lime fan. You know what? I'm taking a whole point off. 2.25. Consistency is going to be, I think, pretty much the same. These are so, like, mass manufactured sort of. You know, we do a lot of natural sauces on the show, and those are all over the place. This is going to be pretty consistent. But way over-indexed on the lime. Heat level's good. Not enough chili. 2.25 for me.
Yeah, I was going to drop it a whole point as well. 2.5.
Okay.
I got to go a little lower. These two. Okay. This is borderline unpleasant to me.
That's true.
Not
I don't know that I would eat them. That's a good point. Yeah.
I would not. If somebody, I don't think I could eat a dozen of these.
Yeah.
No.
And the heat didn't really increase over. You know what I mean? Like they didn't like up the heat from the last one or anything.
It's making the inside of my mouth feel weird.
The inside of my mouth is hot. I will say it is. It is hot in there. I'm warm.
It's hot in here.
Amen, sister.
So I'm warm.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off.
I'm not that hot.
Sorry, I was thinking about Nelly.
All right.
We're lunatics.
We ready? Anybody else have anything else they want to say about number 2 of 12?
Nope.
Chili lime, baby. That's right, Daddy. Some chili lime.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All right. Challenge number 3.
Ass-kicking sriracha. What's the tagline?
Your stir-fry secret weapon.
Oh, not as catchy.
Nope.
They really went all out. The writer quit after the bacon one.
I know.
It was like, I hit the high road.
They were like, you're baking me crazy. And they're like, that's awesome. What else you got?
You're hired.
And they're like, shrimp?
He's like, oh, it's good on shrimp and rice. And they're like, that's really, we hired you based off, you're baking me crazy. And that's what you.
Peaked real high, real quick.
Well, okay. So let's jump back to chili and lime since it was so lame. What would be a good catchphrase for the chili lime?
Oh, man.
There's always time for chili lime.
It's lime time.
It's lime time.
I like both of those. Right. I like both of those.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have anything better. No notes. Okay. 10 out of 10, no notes.
It's about that time to bring forth the chili and the lime.
That's right. I like that, too. Look at Doug.
There it is. Hire him. Hire that man.
I was going to say, David Kincannon, I will come help you with jingles.
I think a Hallmark. Somebody get Hallmark on the horn.
Doug cards. Greeting cards from Doug.
I would buy those.
Happy birthday. You open it up, die.
Happy birthday. Let your wang out.
Goddamn right.
I'm making that card.
All right. Sriracha, number 3 on this list. Now, I think all of us safe to say sriracha pretty popular amongst this table.
Big fan.
Put it in my coffee.
I've never had sriracha on wings. I will say that. Well, I've only, like, sriracha, I put it,
so it doesn't in a lot smell. Of,
like, stir-fry rice dishes. Yeah. It
does not smell like a sriracha that I recognize.
Well, this is going to be a southwestern iteration of sriracha, so
it is a thick boy, though.
I was going to say, God damn! I'm looking at that going on your wing.
It's a thick daddy.
It looks like barbecue sauce.
It does
barbecue?
You know, it smells a little like barbecue sauce as well.
Yeah. It's...
Holy shit, Michelle! You are damn.
You guys might be rubbing wings.
Yeah, I took too much. We might have to touch our wings together.
Just the tips.
Oh, wing toucher.
You're getting it. There it is. It's coming.
That's the sound of
Joe. A little bit harder.
Hitting the
a little bit harder.
The bottle here.
It is. All right.
Nice.
All right.
All right.
It was almost as loud as the Morocco man from Roadhouse.
Your stir fry secret weapon.
I took some water, cleansed the palate. Let's see.
I wouldn't put this in a stir fry. It smells like barbecue sauce.
Go.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I'm good. Sriracha's going to sue somebody.
Yeah. This doesn't taste like it's ever met sriracha. It is hot, though. It's a little, like, it's hotter than the second one. I don't know if it's hotter than the first one.
No. It's hotter than the second one, not hotter than the bacon one. That bacon one's a champ. I thought that was going to be my least favorite one.
Bacon one is so good.
Yeah.
This is a kick your ass hot, too.
Yeah.
This is better than the chili lime.
So we eventually, we're kick your ass hot, which eventually becomes beyond hot, then beyond hell, then back to kick your ass hot, and then just regular hot sauce for the last two. So don't so take no the grain of salt on those, Doug. Little bit of heat, though.
There's some heat here. This
not
is
as hot as the bacon.
This is not sriracha.
It's not sriracha at all, though, right?
No.
In fact, it's a little, one, sriracha's going to sue somebody. I don't think you can call yourself sriracha and not taste like sriracha.
No, you can. Sriracha's actually the name of a town in Thailand.
No, Doug, you always come in here with facts.
Ooh, this is hot. I feel like I got, like, there's hot where,
yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Let me tap some out here. I'll do a finger dab to try and match your heat level here, because I'm not getting it.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's hot.
All right, hot. A little bit. Still think the bacon was hotter. At least on my end, the bacon was hotter.
Maybe.
All right. I'm rating this. Right? Everybody ready to rate?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Third one, we're officially a quarter of the way through. Is that correct?
That is.
Nope.
12?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot what a quarter means, apparently.
I don't think you can calling this sriracha comes with an expectation that they did not meet. And I also, even on top of that, if I sort of divest it from worrying about it tasting like sriracha and sort of worry about it more just being a tasty hot sauce, I think it also misses the mark there. I'm hitting this one with a 1.5. This one disappointing. Mostly because you can't call it sriracha and have it taste absolutely nothing like what we traditionally know as sriracha to be.
So I actually felt like this one was tasty. Yeah. I felt like if they didn't call it sriracha, I would like it better.
Maybe. I might. If they didn't call it sriracha, it would have probably hit a 2.5 for me.
Yeah. And so I'm going to give this a 2.75, which is a little bit higher than the 2.5. I feel like I've backed myself into a corner because I should have given that chili lime a lower.
Well,
rating.
Yeah, you hit right down
the middle.
Bacon,
a higher one, but
the chili lime is sort of your baseline because you went 2.5. So that's right down the middle here.
I know, and I should have gone less than that. I should have gone less with that one. But this one, I did like the flavor. I just didn't think it tasted like sriracha. It's like hot barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but not in a good way. I thought it went for me. Doug?
I liked it, but it ain't sriracha. It's a spicy. If you said, oh, here's a spicy kind of Chipotle-ish barbecue sauce with smokiness, cool.
It doesn't even have like an Asian twist to it at all or anything. No. Like none of that tang.
No, you could. This is barbecue sauce. I liked it.
Sorry.
But it's not sriracha, so I'm going to knock points off for that. I'm going to take it down to a 2.25.
Yeah, I probably should have
knocked. Oh, you still liked it better than the chili lime?
Yeah.
All right.
I liked it.
I felt like the chili lime was the worst.
I'll go chili lime more.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough to say because it's different.
It's tough. Right, different. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'll take the expectations of a lime over the expectations of missing a sriracha.
So
that
the
lime fucked my mouth up.
Mm.
Oh, my mouth is so hot.
All right.
The next one, ass-kicking Cajun hot sauce.
With habanero peppers.
Ooh.
So this could be some heat. This could be stepping it up. Habanero is Michelle and I talk about all the time. We say it on the show, like, it's the tastiest pepper. It's the best one to, like, cook with. It's the delivery of the sweet and the real spicy. Like, habanero is, like, the top tier for a lot of people. Like, that's a lot, like, the most that some people can handle.
And also, if you think about it, habanero is the most easily commercially available hot sauce or hot pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they carry habaneros in the
right, you think it,
at Wegmans.
It's, yeah. But they carry jalapenos, too.
Yeah, but we know, but habaneros are hotter than jalapenos.
Yeah, like the right. Hottest pepper. Oh,
hottest commercially available.
Yeah, okay. Hottest, that's all why right. I kind of marble mouth that one a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So the catchphrase for this one is, it's Mardi Gras somewhere, which is not true.
No, that is, right.
That is definitely
right,
not
those
true.
Words mean something. Yes. Yeah.
It's,
so, right.
Just
nope.
Like, just like it's 5 o'clock somewhere is impossible if it's 1:30 in the afternoon.
Really?
There's nowhere that's 4 hours. Well, you're not rounding to the nearest hour.
No, right. If it's 1:30, if it's 1:30 East Coast, it's impossible for it to be 5:30 or 5 o'clock anywhere. It would be 5:30 because time zones work by the hour.
DJ is wicked literal.
I am.
Hey, all right. I was going to say, what about Greenwich Mean Time?
We don't like Cajun that much.
I don't like Cajun.
I don't think this one's going to be a hitter.
Well, I am raging for the Cajun.
It's loose.
Like the goose.
So the Cajun Trinity, which is the basis of Cajun cooking, which instead of a true mirepoix is it's onions, peppers, celery. I think makes a whole lot of very bland, somehow also like still spicy food. Like, it just tastes like watered down spice.
Yeah.
And I know you have issues with New Orleans.
I'm just not a fan. Like, I love New Orleans as a city.
Well, New Orleans is a great city.
Beignets
are excellent.
But I will say, I did not eat well while I was there. It's the only vacation that we were ever on, I think, that I lost weight.
Yeah.
All right, ready to rock?
Lots of alligator. All right, yeah. Let's do this.
When I like seafood, I like shrimp, I like catfish, and did not like it there.
No, thank you.
This tastes bad, and it's also really hot.
Yeah, this is hot.
This one's I'm terrified for the one that's called spontaneous combustion hot sauce. A little spoiler alert there.
I said it in the beginning. Yeah.
This is burning the shit out of my tongue.
I'm legitimately nervous about this challenge.
I'm gonna have to shake it better. I'm not getting the heat that you guys are
describing. Oh my god, it's so hot.
It's hot though. It's definitely the hottest that we've had out of these four. It is Cajun, right? It is as advertised Cajun. Right?
Yeah.
Do you agree, Joe?
I can
taste the gumbo. I'm sort of adding this to a gumbo or a etouffee.
A big bowl of red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It tastes like boiled peppers.
Right.
What you mean to say is it tastes like bullshit.
So, are we ready, Chili? You ready to rate?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to start Cajun. Oh, man, this is tough.
Oh, my God.
Do I like this a little more than the Sriracha or the same?
It's so hot.
Initially, I thought a little less than the Sriracha, but I think the heat is turning around a little bit for me. I'm going to hit it with the... Well, the Sriracha would have been better than the Chili Lime if they didn't lie to me about it being Sriracha. You know what? I'm gonna hit a 2.25. Same as the Chili Lime.
Wow.
Yeah. And I like the heat, don't like the flavor.
I'm taking this one down to a 1.5. Wow. Didn't like it.
Didn't think you would. You have a problem with Cajun.
Yeah.
It's very Cajun, it's advertised.
Just not for me.
Yeah. Doug.
And my tongue is being so weird right now, I'm having trouble getting a read on this sauce because my tongue feels fucking fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with 1.75?
Okay.
Wow, I am sweating. God damn.
Oh, we got some heat for sure.
This is hot.
Yeah.
This sauce is really hot.
Yeah.
Only four in.
It's the first row of the box done, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sweating. It's some heat.
Yeah.
It's good heat though. It's not like super burny. Like it's, I think it's a pretty good heat, but that's pretty spicy. That's a lingering one for sure.
Yeah. That's, that one's getting the better of me right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Making my nose run.
I like it.
All right.
All right. On to number five. Number five. Ass kicking original hot sauce with habanero peppers.
The sauce that donned the ass kicking empire. Oh. That's the tagline here.
That's very ostentatious, if I do say so myself.
Great. Right. They really put this intern to the test.
Giving it a good shake.
It was an intern who wrote this.
Yeah, right?
This is Lucy Goosey.
He was like, awesome on shrimp and rice. And they were like, well, we're not exactly paying you, so we're going to have to be fine with that.
This is real loosey-goosey. Prepare yourself. Okay.
Like very watery?
Very watery.
Oh, my God.
Very watery. Good complete gravy. Opposite consistency of the previous four.
Oh.
Good gravy, Miss Davy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Didn't stick this to the wing at all.
This is the original?
That's what it says.
It's a miracle they're still around.
Yeah.
Right?
Just better knock our socks off and shit.
Yeah.
Right, better knock our socks off and then shit in our socks.
And then hit us with the socks.
And then hit us in the face with the socks.
We're going to come and we're going to
We're going to come in socks?
We're going to defeat your empire. Oh, no, Jesus Christ.
You said it.
Sorry, you're doing a podcast
listening
with two.
To what you two are saying.
We're also goddamned animals. Sorry,
you are Michelle. Animals.
I was talking about socks and you were like, and then we're going to come.
No.
Anywho.
Don't come in your socks. Gross.
Let's eat these wings.
All right. Let's eat the wings.
All right. The wing.
All right. Yeah, the wing. That's right. Just one. I forgot the format mid-episode this time.
Meh. This is very meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
It's not... It's not not hot, but it's not hot.
I don't know. I would have quit the industry if this was my original output.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not a good strong. Mm-hmm.
No.
Maybe.
The weakest by far.
There's almost no heat here.
Nothing. Nothing, no flavor.
No.
What is happening with this?
It is weird.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If I was by myself, I'd be terrified that I was having some type of medical emergency.
Right? Like, why aren't my taste buds working?
Do I have COVID again?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not good.
Mm-mm. That's a downer. Original, not good. Out of sorts here.
I was going to say, we could have done better here.
We could have done a lot better here. This is by far my least favorite. I'm hitting
I feel like I wish that we had a soundboard that had like donkey noises.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw.
There you go.
Thanks, Doug.
Doug is our soundboard. Our life coach, our death coach, our legal counsel, and our soundboard.
And your emotional support animal.
Donkey.
Our emotional support dog.
The ESD.
I
need chapstick after that.
I'm hitting this son of a bitch with a one. Not good.
Yep.
Would not eat. Does not recommend.
I'll second that one.
All right.
I mean, if you were eating like some bland ass food and you were out of every other hot sauce in the world, I'd eat it.
It's clearly the worst one out of the five. So, the least amount of heat, the least amount of flavor, the worst consistency.
Yeah, this is just this misses on every front.
I mean, I can understand, like you said, this is the thing that started the empire or whatever. I understand that because you made this thing, and they're like, "Well, we got to figure something else out. This fucking sucks."
You know what though? If this is as old as I think it is, like back in the 80s, mm-hmm. maybe early 90s, this was acceptable hot sauce back in those days.
I guess so.
It wasn't because I mean you got to realize back in those days, you either got Tabasco,
right,
or I don't even know what else was on the market at the time. I don't even know if Frank's was widely available. It ain't like the game today. The game has changed.
It's true. The game has changed.
Be that as it may, I'm with y'all. I'm going one, and I think I'm being generous on that one. Because I think this is a relic of its time.
Yep. I'm giving it one because maybe it'll get worse. You can't, you know, who knows?
Right. Donned the empire, but the empire was a small office space in a strip mall.
In Goodyear, Arizona.
Yep.
That's right. All right.
All right.
Papa Can.
Next.
Next up. And what is going to, I guess, seem to be the last episode or last sauce of this episode.
Of this episode,
we're gonna break it into two because we're you know, we don't want to overstay our welcome.
Did we mention this is just clips?
So we're wasabi, ass kicking wasabi hot sauce with habanero again. Mm-hmm. It's not green. You would think maybe a wasabi would be green.
The tagline for Challenge 6 is horseradishy.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Their intern really hates it there.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you, guy. I don't care. It's got horseradish in it. He's, I'm just here for the credits, the college credits. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Pay me. Put some snacks in your goddamn break room.
That's right. Tired of getting you jerk offs lunch.
Right? Pizza party doesn't count as a bonus.
Has anyone ever had an internship?
Nope. No. Internships are for rich kids.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'd have a job.
I was like, I could work for zero or I can go get paid doing shit work. Well, right. I need the money, so I guess right. We're doing shit work for money.
Yeah, we were just talking about that the other day. Internships certainly seem like a rich kid's
Yeah, that's a rich man's thing. Game.
Yeah, well, when you're... It's like, oh, I can do this job all summer and my parents will just be like... Oh, here's, you know, $100 a week and, yeah, mm-hmm. Go whoop a gas in your car and food's paid for and rent's paid and all that poor shit.
And you're welcome to live at my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Hey, at least its consistency is better.
When I was in college, yeah. I did get a job at the campus when I went to college the first time. And it was a call center where current students called alumni and asked for donations. And I thought that was absurd.
Oh, fuck that.
I lasted like a day. I was like, why am I going to, like, I'm spending so much money here already. I don't want to spend, if I was done here, I didn't want to give you more money.
Yeah. I had an on-campus job, but it was not like that. Yeah.
Did either of you ever get calls from your alma maters asking for donations?
I've never gotten calls. I get a lot of emails.
Yeah, we get some.
You get mail.
Yeah, I get mail. The loser in LCC gets some mail. But Lycoming College wants nothing to do with me. I burn that bridge real hard.
Okay, because I think it was about 10 years ago, I got a call. Hmm. And when I see the area code that we're in, I usually answer it. So I get the call, and it's somebody from my alma mater asking King's College. It's like, hey, could you make a donation? And my first question was, how did you get this phone number? And he's like, I don't know. It was just given to me on the paper to do. And I was like, okay, let me not chew this kid's head off because I think they're just trying to get through. And I was like, do you have an option to put me on the do not call list? He was like, yes, I do, sir. And I was like, please do that.
Right.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Like, as though we didn't pay them enough already.
Right, exactly.
I was good. If I was really in a prick mode, I would have said, go ask the fucking Catholic Church for money, you fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck that.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Wasabi.
Happy Lent.
We don't know when this is coming out, so that's not going to be timely.
Well, yeah. Well, it's coming out Tuesday, isn't it?
I guess so.
Not bad. These wings are very crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't be. Don't
you ever
apologize.
Cook the wings a little? I don't taste any horseradish.
Mm-mm. No.
It is not, in fact, horseradishy.
Oh, I got no heat either.
This is real chill.
They like shit the bed on these last two. Maybe there's a little bit of heat in there.
Yeah, the wings are like a little overdone, so it's very reminiscent of that scene of Christmas Vacation with the turkey.
There's the heat.
You got it?
Yeah. Tastes like dirt, though. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, It doesn't taste wasabi. It doesn't taste horseradish, which is like fake wasabi, white people wasabi.
You know what, though? Don't underestimate horseradish. I've had some run-ins.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I love horseradish. But, like, that's when you go to... If you go to a Japanese restaurant in America, it's usually dyed horseradish. It's not actually wasabi. Because wasabi is very expensive and actually not spicy.
Really?
Actual wasabi does not have the kick that wasabi at a Japanese restaurant in America has because they use horseradish.
Get out of town. Wow.
It's rarely real wasabi.
Wow.
Real wasabi is green, but not that bright green, and it doesn't have that, like, burn your nostrils kick like a horseradish, yeah.
Because I do know this, if you mix wasabi or yeah. American wasabi with sriracha, you will see the fucking future.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Oh. Oh.
What I don't like was this wasabi sauce. No horseradish. Am I lying? You checking on my facts here?
Oh, no. I was just looking it up. Like, learning more. It's Japanese horseradish.
Yes.
Would you like to know more?
So, you know, I'm staying in that. I'm hitting this with a one. Different kind of bad than the last one, but still not great. Not a fan. Not a fan.
I agree. One.
One.
Don't. I didn't like it, but I did not dislike it as much as you two did. It was It was better than the other one, so I'm going to go 1.25.
Okay, 1.25.
It didn't feel like it was hot, but my tongue is also very hot. I think that's just
I mean, there was some heat there, not a ton. Those first four, like, well, not the Cajun one, but the first three, no, not the Sriracha one. The bacon one was very good.
The bacon one was very good.
Yeah, we kicked off with the high point.
Yeah, and then the bacon is the clear one.
I'll tell you what, the original and the wasabi we just had made me appreciate the other ones a little bit more.
That Sriracha one was good if it wasn't called Sriracha.
Yeah, right.
It's a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, for sure.
As I said to Michelle, put this on a bacon cheeseburger or a chicken sandwich.
All right.
Good times.
Okay. Well, let's go get a bacon cheeseburger. Because that's six of this challenge.
That's six, and we are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Are we well? Well, we're as well as we ever are.
Right.
I was going to say, it's a very relative relative thing.
Yeah, halfway through this 12-step challenge. And
halfway to hell.
12-step challenge. Yeah.
So tune in next week.
Right. To be continued.
Ooh. Tune in next week for the rest of the six. And you can find us at _wingsonwings.
Until then, until next time. Same Wings on Wings channel, same Wings on Wings time.
Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok until Congress gets their hands on it. And you can email us at wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com or find us at wingsonwings.podbean.com. You can also find us on the Soon to Be Named Network at STBN Network on Twitter, soontobenamednetwork.com, soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, where you can find Wings on Wings and lots of other good podcasts like We Need Wrestling.
What's me?
At Odds with Wrestling. Brett's not here. Long Box Heroes, yes. Final Wrestling Place.
Correct.
And others.
Write your local congressperson and tell them that if you take away TikTok, how are you expected to get your Wings on Wings content?
That's right. Instagram.
Don't give them the answer.
Well, but I don't want to get started on this whole TikTok ban, but like, oh, I'm Nancy Pelosi. I like American billionaires, but I don't like other billionaires.
It's true.
Fuck you.
Agree. Doug?
Wings. We always have something for you.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of Podcast Network.